Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, August 18th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about protests in Harare and also the SADC Summit in Victoria Falls.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 media wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
These are mere words. They will not mean anything. You should understand that over the years, workshop after the workshop, meeting after the meeting, summit after the meeting, African countries have always been talking about Africa is so rich, how they are going to harness those resources. But Africa is so poor. That has been the song over the years. So that will not change anything. It's an event in Victoria Falls where those elites are gathering there and discuss and go back home and do nothing.
Mina ngibona ngani abasoze balwisane kumbe baphambanisane. Ngibona ngani vele bonke bathi besilwa besempini ukukhulula abantu abamnyama. Babelwela khonokho ukuthi abantu bathole uzibuse kwindaba ze-economy. So ambona ukuthi bengaxabanga.
Ndawona makore apura aya kuti SADC pane zvainowirirana pane zvaisingawirirani. Saka nyika idzi dzinosarudza maprograms zvainofunga kuti zvinogona kubatsira kwavari. South Africa produce apa varamba kutezera zvamugaro zveland grab or indigenization or empowerment. Vanoita zvavo hatisi kuona kuti maprograms aitwa muZimbabwe zveindigenization zvinogona kutomanikidzwa vanasaura vedu. Aiwa, handisi kuona zvichiitika izvozvo.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7, and this is Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, it's a tale of two cities. There were protests in the capital, Harare, just as President Robert Mugabe was hosting SADC leaders in the resort town of Victoria Falls.
Police in Harare today allegedly beat up and arrested opposition movement for democratic change youths, demanding that President Robert Mugabe deliver on his pre-election promise to create 2 million jobs. A journalist from the Zimbabwe Mail was also allegedly beaten.
Mr. Mugabe himself was chairing the SADC summit in Victoria Falls. The youths might have ignored Mr. Mugabe's plea that Zimbabweans temporarily forget the country's economic difficulties and smile at delegates to the SADC heads of state summit. Mr. Mugabe told his ZANU-PF party central committee meeting some weeks ago that Zimbabweans needed to show the region that they are hospitable people and forget our problems. This is a quotation: forget our problems just for a moment. And he also went on to say, we know that our people are going through a very difficult period and that there are no jobs. Gibbs,
what do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again is 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318. Yeah, for it.
Onguka Gibbs nhasi tinoti tinge tichitarisa zvanga zvichitika muZimbabwe mutungamiri wenyika vaMugabe vanga vachitora chigaro chekuita sachigaro wegungano reSADC, asi nekune rimwe rutivi kwange kuine kuratidzira muHarare kwatiri kunzwa kuti kwasungwa vamwe vakarohwa nemapurisa vechidiki veMDC vanga vachiratidzira vachiti vari kuda mabasa. Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo ke Blessing, sizwile ke Zulu kandaba ukuthi lamhlanje bekulokutshengisela phela eHarare lapha abantu abeMDC akade besithi kona bafuna ukuthi uMongameli Robert Mugabe lebandla labo bayenze phela imisebenzi abayithembisa abantu. Imisebenzi leyi siyakwazi ukuthi iyafika kuma 2 or 3 million kona ngale.
Mm-hmm.
So bebe zondile simile blessing besithi hayi akulungiswe phela. Nxa ungalungiswanga inkinga enkulu. So kodwa sizwile njalo ukuthi kulabanye ababotshiweyo abanye bagcina bechaywa okunjalo. Kodwa ke sisafuna ukuzwisisa kuhle ukuthi kambe kuhamba njani. Sinethemba ukuthi abantu bazasifonela bevele bese harari kona ngale. Ngesikhathi seneso njalo sizwile ke ukuthi uMongameli Robert Mugabe setete uba umgcini sihlalo kweSADC. Uwenze lokhu ke isolo. Kodwa ke ebamba ke isikhundla leseleso abantu bathi kambe iSADC imumetheni bazathola ningakho konoko. Ye iko sixoxa ngakho ke mfowethu lamhlanje.
And I think we have some of our guests lined up. First, we have Mr. Clifford Mashiri in Harare. He is the spokesperson for the MDCT Youths. Mr. Mashiri, good evening.
Good evening, blessing. Point of correction is...
Shachwayo, rather. Sorry. Clifford Shachwayo. Good evening, Mr. Shachwayo.
Yeah, good evening, blessing. How are you?
I had christened you Mashiri.
Hello?
I'm saying I had christened you Mashiri, but it's Shachwayo. Now, Mr. Shachwayo, tell us about today's demonstrations in Harare.
Yeah, today youth in Zimbabwe marched demanding jobs. We started along Julius Nyerere Avenue towards Nelson Mandela, marching in along Nelson Mandela. We were intending to go to Parliament, but along the way there were heavily armed police officers geared in their usual gears, the baton sticks, tear gases, among other brutally used machineries. The people were beaten, the people were whisked by police officers, including the deputy chairperson for youth assembly in Harare province, Stanley Manyenga, and the honorable Ronia Bunjira. And also a 75-year-old man who was also brutalized and arrested. To this hour, we have got about 8 people who are in police custody. We are informed that they are at Harare Central Prison, Law and Order Section. They are being represented by Obey from Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. And we've got more than 20 people who have been seriously injured. And they've already got their medical treatment. So the youth were clearly stating their demands, and their demands are just and legitimate. As we have been saying, that this government of Robert Mugabe has failed to provide its promises, its constitutional obligation to provide jobs for its citizens. As citizens, we have an obligation to make sure that government provides that timeously. We've got a year now. The Zanzibar government is doing nothing. People are languishing in poverty. There is a lot of joblessness. People are not even getting, they're not able to get a dollar to buy for their families. So we as the youth assembly, we are leading massive and peaceful demonstrations across the country. And we are not going to be intimidated by what Mugabe did today. And this shows that Mugabe is not even fit to be the president of Zimbabwe. And is also not fit to become to be the SADC chairperson.
Thank you, Mr. Shachwayo. Mr. Shachwayo, we'll come back to you.
As the commander in chief of this country, he has the guards to instruct his police.
Thank you, Mr. Shachwayo. Mr. Shachwayo, please do stay on the line. We'll come back to you. We want to also give other guests. a chance to speak. Gibbs.
Yeah, we have Mr. Morris Ngwenya, who is a ZANU-PF activist and a political analyst. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you for inviting me to the program.
Thank you so much. We also have Mrs. Shelley Kapukanyika Madundu, who is also an advocacy officer at the Christian Legal Society. Mrs. Matundu, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Let's start with you, Mr. Ngwenya, just to respond to what Mr. Hlatshwayo has said, that Mr. Mugabe is not fit to be the chairperson of the 15-member regional body, SADC.
Well, that is his opinion, and we'll respect his opinion, but if he had bothered to clarify what he means, President Mugabe is not fit to be the SADC chairman, maybe it would make sense. But nevertheless, we are talking of the SADC, a regional grouping, and these are heads of states, heads of different states. We have seen it fit that it is now Zimbabwe's turn to lead the grouping, and we're very grateful for that. And we know from the past that Zimbabwe has taken the chair. We have seen that, yes, Zimbabwe indeed works to the demand of the grouping, and it is a welcome move, really.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mrs. Matundu, tell us, it seems as if, you know, all this is happening at a time when, you know, Zimbabwe has actually assumed the chairmanship of the SADC region. So at the end of the day, what do you think are the implications here?
It is a very unfortunate event that has happened to those people in Harare, as Mr. Hlatshwayo was saying. But however, we shouldn't hasten to mix issues. Really, we should look at these issues in isolation. It is unfortunate that it has happened that after we have assumed as a country the chairmanship, let us not look at it as just Mr. Mugabe's assumption of that seat, but let us look at it as Zimbabweans that we have assumed this chairmanship. Over the years, other countries have assumed this chairmanship, and as such, let us, in as much as there is some negative publicity to it, it is a very unfortunate event that has happened. However, let us not always look at the negative aspect of what is happening even in our own country. Let us look at SADC as a region. As one of the colleagues, Mr. Ngwenya, has said, that we shouldn't somehow, we need clarification on some of these things.
What clarification?
In that, Mr. Sajwa, you highlighted that Mr. Mugabe is not fit to be at the chair. In as much as that has happened, the Harare incident has happened during the week that we've assumed, let us not sometimes mix our let's look at our domestic issues separate from those of the region. In as much as the region also bears a positive or negative implication in whatever happens in our country, SADC somehow should not detect what happens in our own country. I'm hoping that this incident that happened to the beatings of the people does not occur again in the next year that we are taking this chairmanship.
But is it possible to separate what happens in Zimbabwe and what happens in the region? Because it's slowly becoming a global village. And obviously, whatever happens in Zimbabwe impacts what happens in the region.
Whatever happens, anyway, affects anyway. But however, we should also try and look at our own domestic issues and try and learn best practices from also other countries as well. Best practices. If this chairmanship will ensure positiveness in our own country, then so be it.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Now, coming back to you, Mr. Hlatshwayo, do you see yourselves being brutalized by the current government? Or is a question of you mistiming the demonstrations coming at a time that there was SADC summit?
Our demonstration is not about SADC. It's about the event which was there in Victoria Falls. We have said this before, that as the youth of Zimbabwe, as the unemployed people of Zimbabwe who are seeking employment, we are going to demand jobs. So the incident, the Victoria Falls incident, it doesn't link with our demonstration. Our demonstration is primarily focused on the issue of jobs, on the issue of the constitutional provision that is there in the new charter, that the government of Zimbabwe must fulfill that provision. So with the recently appointment of Comrade Robert Mugabe on the chairmanship, we are greatly perturbed and shocked as the people that the SADC region, in fact, the SADC board is primarily mandated to deal with issues of security, to deal with issues of peace, to deal with issues of elections within the region, to deal with issues of development. Mm-hmm. So if you look to a Zimbabwe scenario, Mugabe has got into that office through a process which was connected. A rigged election and a coup election. So how can he lead as a chairperson in the region to make sure that the region is peaceful, free and fair elections? Well, it's in his country, he cannot hold free and fair elections.
Thank you, Mr. Tachoy. Thank you so much. We'll come back to you. Thank you so much. Let's take a caller. We'll
Tinamkoma Milton Shumba. Makadi Kuchingwizi. Makadi Mkoma Milton. Mkoma Milton?
Hello?
Makadi enyu?
Tiripo edu makadi niyo.
Aiwa, tiripo murugu wona se nyayari mudariro. Zorai redi enyu atisiku nzwa nana?
Nyayari mudariro ndiriku inzwa.
Mm-hmm.
Ziriku itika ndesu kuti, takutona kuti ndo situation iri muno mu Zimbabwe. Kana mapurisa, vangoona vanhu vane chikonzero chavari kutaura kuti ai tiri kuda kuti zvakadai zviitwe, mapurisa anobva asaidzirwa kundorova nokushungurudza vanhu vanenge vane chichemo chiri kunyatsonzwisisika. Panapa vanhu varohwa kuHarare, vanhu vanga vane chichemo chakataurwa nehurumende yedu ichida kuti inde mupawa, vachitaura kuti kana tichinge tava mupawa tichagadzira mabasa anodarika 2 million. But now, tatori negore, hapana mabasa iwayo apiwa kuvanhu. Saka vanhu voti, aiwa, chitipai mabasa iwayo, vakuenda wondorowa. Saka ngofanana nesu kuchingwizi kuno. Saka mboita demonstration, tikaenda kungundu. Taita demonstration, nezvikonzero zvanga zvichibarwa. Kabva ipapo, tikazosvika patakazoti no, zvichemo zvedu zvanyanyisa kusanzwika, tikasvika patakarohwa futi, vamwe vedu nazvino vakangosungwa. Saka totiona kuti ndo wava mugariro wehurumende yedu, ndo wava mugariro muno muZimbabwe. Saka zvokuti mutungamiri vedu vave chairperson weSADC ndizvazvo, asi tiri kuona kuti hazvisi kunyatsotigutsa isuva vana vomuno muZimbabwe, nokuti zvatanga kuChingwizi, zvabva kuChingwizi nhasi zvava kuHarare. Vanhu veZimbabwe, ngatiregerei kuti kana pane shona inoti ukaona muroi adya mwana wapa next door, iwe haikona kufarira, nokuti akapenza nyama iyoyo achauya kumwana wako. Saka vana veZimbabwe, musafara kuti vanhu vokuChingwizi vakarohwa vakasungwa, vekuHarare nhasi varohwa vasungwa, zvichauyawo kwamurimi. Saka ngatimirei tichiona kuti aiwa, zviri kuitwa izvo handizvo. Ndokunga ndozvandiinazvo Mukoma Blessing.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Milton in Chingwizi is complaining that he is concerned about the police's heavy-handedness in dealing with people with legitimate reasons to demonstrate.
What is this? Okay, Utumnumzano Umoris Ngwenyutin, Baba Ngwenya ngesintu nangu yakhuluma ubaba sithi khona okungani kuyamhlaba inhliziyo yikukhona okwenzakalayo eZimbabwe ukuthi amapolisa achaphela njalo abopha ye ngena khona baba.
Ye abantu beZimbabwe kumele bazwisise ukuthi silomthetho olondoloza ukuthula nxa abantu befuna ukujenisena belalokho abakusolabela ezikhalazweni zabo bayahamba emapholiseni bayacela leyo mvumo bazise amapholisa isikhathi sesekhona athi ukuthi umuntu wapho nguvuka nje abuthelele abantu abahambise emgwaqweni kungena mvumo yamapholisa lokho kuphandle komthetho yiwo umthetho weZimbabwe njalo imithetho leyi singayinanzelela yavumelanwa kulamabandla onke ezombusazwe eParliament imithetho leyi isayinwa iMDC yayikhona sibile eParliament imithetho leyi isayinwa ngakho-ke kumele sinanzelele ukuthi lo ngumthetho okhona kumele ulandele asiyo ndaba yokuthi ikwenza kukazibani nozibani hathi
kodwa-ke umbono wakho kathi indaba ongana akulungi phela baba Ngwenya kuyaze ukuthini ngoba abantu nxa begandwa kanje ubonani kulungile khonokho
ayikho engitshiwo phela ukuthi abantu kumele balandele umthetho kuzalunga njani nxa abantu bengalandeli umthetho abantu kabakhulume sizwe ukuthi balandela umthetho bazise amapholisa bacela imvumo banike imvumo ngamapholisa amapholisa abalandela ayabatshaya bona besenza ukutshengisela ukulokuthula phakathi nxa kuyileyo ndaba hhayi lapho-ke singasona sibila amapholisa kodwa nxa abantu bengazange balandela umthetho amapholisa nxa esesenza umsebenzi wabo singasola na
So according to Mr. Ngwenya, people must follow the law. They must abide by the laws of the country if they want to engage in any activities. So if they break the law, then the law will descend on them heavily.
Rigaiti ende kuna amai matundu. Tichi tarisao zvirikuitika kuSadag. Zvii zvamuka tarisire kuti zvingaitwe navamugabe sachigaro weSadag kuti dunhu reSadag ringe richibudirira.
Pane zvino sezvo tatotora iyo chairmanship tinozvitenda zvikuru semhuri yeZimbabwe tinofanirwa kutarisa nekutarisira kuti zvoni vamugabe vanofanirwa kumeka sure kutarisira kuti vanhu chaivo vanhu vari vanhu vatema vese nevachena vanokwanisa kufanirwa kubhenefita kunyanya tichitaura nezvemanatural resources sezvo yanga iriyo timu yevca yesadhaki tiri kutotarisira kuti zvoni nyango nezvavabvumirana pazuva ranhasi kuti zvoni ngava zvinyatsozvibata nemazvo and vanhu vanenge vakatarisa tinenge takatariswa sevanhu vezimbabwe kwete kuti vamugabe chete asi sevanhu vezimbabwe tinenge takatariswa tiri tesi
vahlatshwayo muri kuona sei
ndinoona inonzi pachirungu disaster munoona murume mukuru anonzi mugado uyo zvekutungamira musha wake haagoni ozoti kutungamirira musha kunenesido akazigona ndinoona iri mboga mupopoto yoga yoga sadhaki yose tino urombo nesadhaki nekuwana chairman ane makore anodarika 90 zvinosuruita zvikuru zvinoratidza kuti musadhaki chaimo pamwe hutungamiriri hushoma nekuti tinotarisira panguva ino sadhaki inofanira kuti isimuke africa yese isimuke iwane hutungamiriri hune simba hunosimudzira vana veafrica vachienda mberi manje nava mugabe kutadza kwavo kunyeba kwavo kuponda kudi zvakawanda munodzidziva zvavanoita zviya tine urombo sereki nesadhaki asi isu sevana vesadhaki tichamira kuti zvinhu zvifambe zvakanaka asi ivo sesachigaro haa handioni patiri pane chinobuda nekuti musha wavo chaivo vanoutadza kuutungamirira vana vaende kumabasa zvikoro zvipatara tototya ibhora yakauya muno muzimbabwe hapana chinobuda nekuti vamugabe chavanofunga kudya nemhuri yavo izvezvi vatoona rimwe godho rekubura vadye
tinotenda zvikuru vahlatshwa rega itoro rimwe muteereri varwodzi makadii
ndinofara makadiiwo mukuma blese
aiwa tiripo munoti kudii nenyaya iri mudarirwe
Ini maonera ndivida ndekuti zvino muno munyika hazvisina kumira zvakanaka nokuti nyika yototongwa nechibhakira chaiko kana vanhu vorohwa kunzi mataurirei zvamunoda ikodzero yavo vose vanhu vemunyika kuti hurumende zvamakatikurumisa sepati yenyu muchiti taakuda kufoma hurumende kana tapinda mupawa tichakuitira isusu mazvitadza chikurudzidzai kuti mutiitire zvamakatiovarovanovaroverei hazvina zvinoiaza kuti kundikana kwakanyanyisa kwakadzama kusvika pekupedzisira uyezve sadhiki maonero andoita handizivi kuti vanhu variko vacho maleaders mamwe maleaders esadhiki anofungawo sei kana vachiisa munhu mudhara wakura zvakadaro pachigaro chakaita seicho hazviratidzi chimiro kana
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru varwodzi nekupinda muchirongwa chedu tinotenda Gibbs.
Ye mnumzana ngwenya uzwele lapha ke bekhuluma ke umnumzana ohlatshwayo lo mama ke umatundu bakhuluma sibili ngokuthi loko okwenzakalayo kusadhiki kukhona ungani omunye ucabanga ongani kuhambelana longakukhuluma akutsho ukuthi wena ngombono wakho baba ubona zani kuyaphumani khonapho kusadhiki
kulabantu apho ngokuthanda ukukhuluma nje besola kodwa bengazwisisi ukuthi kanti vele yona isadaki vele ihamba njani singakhangela upresident Mugabe ngumongameli owaziwayo ubana-ke kulokukhalipha okukhulu kakhulu njalo singakhangela lapha kusadaki akutsho ukuyabusa amanye amazwe ukukhokhela nje inhlanganiso le eyamazwe la akusadaki singakhangela e-South Africa laphana kuze kubulawa abantu emarikana upresident Zuma nguye wayemongameli wesadaki nguye wayengumgcini sihlalo wesadaki ngakho-ke lokhu ukuthi abantu bazadinxa kulokuthize okungalunganga emzini sokuthiwa akumelanga umuntu athathe leso sikhundla akula lizwe lesadaki elingelankinga zalo elihambelana layo ngakho-ke ngokubona kwami umongameli Mugabe nguye sibili umuntu ole-experience njalo-ke olokukhalipha njalo singakhangela imiklomelo ekhona kuzim asset ingathathwa ingeniswe kusadaki sibona kulokuthuthuka sibili-ke kumazwekazi akunhlanganiso yona le esadaki ngakho-ke ngokubona kwami bayenza kakuhle sibili abantu abakhokheli besadaki ukukhetha omongameli Mugabe.
Yes, and according to Morris Ngwenya, it's good that the SADC leaders actually settled for Mr. Mugabe to take over the chairmanship. I think on a rotational basis it was going to happen in any case. And it still says it's okay again for Zimbabwe to transmit its Zim asset agenda to other countries.
We'll see.
Then we've got Mnumzana Wincube. Baba Ncube, why are you trying to put one?
Solile wathona
ta. Hayi solile baba. Ye. Posile zilako.
Okay. Besithi mina ama members esadaki abakhulu bangkhona abakhethayo labo abazange benze kuthi. Umuntu engathi sehlulwa yikubusa umuzi wakhe. Ebesithizana nokuzi next door.
Yehlisa iredio yakho, yehlisa iredio yakho we. Yehlisa iredio yakho tusibuze
ukuthi ukuthi yena uze kwansi ukuthi enceda abantu abangaphandle.
Ye, iredio yakho ingazani yasiphambanisa kancane. Yehlise baba. Yehlise ukuthi ungalaleli kakhulu. Usuyehlisile. Ye, so ubusithini khonapho ke phosa mpishana. Kumbe ubambe ecingweni siyabuya. Babe ecingweni. Siyabuya khona lapho ungayindawo.
Okay.
Yeah, kunjalo blessing.
Of course, for our radio listeners, we are streaming live. Simply go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. And guests, Mrs. Matundu, Mr. Hlatshwayo, and Mr. Ngwenya, please do stay on the line. We'll come back to you after a brief break. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube saying stay tuned, Zimbabwe. Boy.